Through the example of Father Capon, we are given a model of how to be hope to a hopeless world, to be light to a dark world, to be so filled with joy that people desire to be around us. There's an urgency in the world right now. I want to enter the mission territory. In fact, the Lord has called all of us into this battle for souls. He's not given anybody a pass on that. Welcome to the Foxhole.
Welcome, everyone. This is Jason Searle, and on behalf of Capon's Men, we thank you for joining us in the Foxhole. Our podcast helps carry on the legacy of the most highly decorated chaplain in the United States Army history, servant of God, Father Emil Capon, who gave his life serving his men on the battlefields and in the prisoner of war camps of Korea. Each week, we've been honored to host guests who share a story of their journey, and we explore how they, just like Father Capon, are doing the simple things in extraordinary ways. This Lent approach is we're going to mix it up a little in the Foxhole starting today. We're going to embark on an 8-week series focused on the fight we engage in daily. We're calling these Lenten Foxhole episodes The Battle. The evil one knows our weaknesses, and he seeks to exploit them. The Lord delivered the ultimate victory in his Easter resurrection, conquering sin and winning the battle for us. However, the Lord has allowed us a choice. We can take his gift freely, or as the evil one would prefer, we can choose to reject it through our complacency, competing interests, disordered passions, and distractions. We have to want the faith and that freedom that the Lord freely gives us. Each week, we will reference the upcoming gospel as we, as a church, journey through Lent all the way through Holy Week and use that as a guide to call out the different fronts of the battle we face, always keeping in mind the promise of the resurrection. We're honored to partner with our brothers from Rekindle the Fire from the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend. This group of faith-filled leaders has agreed to help us journey through Lent, sharing their stories with ours and how their brotherhood engages in the fight. A timeless tactic the evil one uses is to trick us, to numb us to the reality that the battle is even taking place. Our hope is that this Lenten journey wakes up each of us to this reality, and that each week, as we share our perspectives of different fronts that we fight for, we rekindle the fire of Christ's love in all of us to strengthen our journey to be fully alive as the Lord hopes for us. First, we're going to be joined by Father David Leith, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Wichita, who along with Joe is going to set the stage for us on how we best utilize this most holy of seasons and live it as a passion and a joy that will help us prepare to share in the ultimate victory that Christ won for us on the cross. Father David's been a longtime friend of Capon's Men, and prior to his role as Vicar General, he served for 17 years in numerous parishes in our diocese. He also has the role of working on deliverance ministry here in the diocese, and he's been trained at the Institute of Priestly Formation, which gives him a great perspective into spiritual direction in the discernment of spirits. We're very grateful for his willingness to lead us off in this first episode to help us prep for the battle. Joe's going to lead us with a prayer, and with this, it's an honor to introduce Father David and Joe. Welcome, brothers, and thanks for joining us in the Foxhole.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. St. Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. Welcome, friends, to the battle. I've been praying for you, praying for this moment, praying for you to persevere through the entire series, praying for you to access the tools you have to ensure victory, and for sure, praying for our holy conversation today with Father David. We've also enlisted the Nashville Dominicans to pray for you and your family each week of this series. So be at peace, friends, but be alert and vigilant. With that said, let us begin. Welcome to the Foxhole, Father David.
Thank you, Joe. It's good to be here with you today. Thanks for the invitation to kick things off on this 8-week series.
Well, Father David, we often hear about spiritual battle, and perhaps even the battle for our souls. Could you take a second or a few minutes even and explain to us what that means and how that relates to Lent?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. The spiritual battle, first of all, we have to be aware that it's even raging around us, Joe. Every Sunday, we Catholics at Mass proclaim our creed, our profession of faith. And it starts out with those beautiful words, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And then we hear this, of all things visible and invisible. Visible and invisible. And we live in the visible material world that God has created. He looked upon all that he created and called it good. And it's very easy for us to live within this material world, seeing the things around us. But we often, I think, overlook the fact that we are also living in an invisible world. And that really our hopes, our desires, our goal in this battle is to achieve victory for these invisible realities. That we have a loving God, a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit who we don't see but loves us. Our hearts are set upon heaven, a destination that we don't see. Our lives are particularly inspired and supported by the intercession of the saints, such as Servant of God Emil Capon, and the angels. But those angels also experienced a great rift, the beginning of creation, and there are fallen angels. And every day, we human beings, knowingly or not, are beset by those spiritual forces. Forces leading us toward God our Father and our heavenly goal, but also these fallen angels striving to lead us away from the Father and to eternal separation from Him. I think we have to have that context in mind to really appreciate the opportunity that Lent provides us. That it is helping us to be aware that every day we engage in spiritual warfare. And that means overcoming the temptations that come at us, and embracing the support, the grace that God gives us to overcome those temptations. So to live into that for 40 days is what Lent prepares us and gives us that opportunity to do. And it leads us to realize we have to make a choice. We can't be neutral in this battle. There is no spiritual Switzerland that we can just inhabit while the two sides rage around us. We are called to make a choice. And not making a choice ultimately leads to cooperating with the enemy's plan.
Okay, so it's super clear to me that there's a battle, and I appreciate your description of it because it certainly helps me understand. So to win a battle, those of us that know a little bit about war, maybe have studied history a tad, you have to know who your enemy is, and you must know some stuff about your enemy. So could you take just a second or two to describe for us? You mentioned it a little bit in that, but I think for those listening probably would desire a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Going into that more clearly, our enemy's name is Satan, or Lucifer, or the devil. He was that preeminent angelic being that God created. In that invisible world of all those angelic beings created, our tradition tells us that Satan was most like God in all of the attributes and perfections. That there is a hierarchy of existence, of different gifts, from lower gifts to the higher. And God in his beauty has created such a variety in the visible as well as the invisible world. And Satan used his free will that's given to every rational creature, the angels as well as human beings. He gives us free will to choose to love him. Because, you know, love really isn't love if it's compelled or if it's just programmed into us. You know, God wants us to choose him. And that's what love is. It's that beautiful choice for another. And in some mysterious way that still to this day, after all the years of my priesthood, after all the years of the theology that I've studied, still boggles my mind that somehow this preeminent invisible creature rebelled against God. He chose to use his will to say no to God's plan for him. And it corrupted everything. Suddenly he was corrupted. All those divine attributes were corrupted and now turned against God's creation and turned against us. He has come to wage war against the rest of God's creation to lead as many human souls away from God, their loving Father, as he can. And he is marshaling the forces of those other fallen and rebellious angels who aligned themselves with Satan to do the same. That's the leader of this enemy army. That's the force that he is strategizing to work against us. So plain and simple, we'll call him the enemy from this time forward. As you prayed in that beautiful St. Michael prayer, he is there to prowl throughout the world to seek the ruin of souls, to seek the ruin of our souls. And we can say, too, that just as God, our Father, has a plan for us, he has a loving plan that we would know him, love him, and serve him in this world and be with him in the next, Satan also has a plan for us. The enemy has a plan for you and for me, Joe, and it's not to be with God, our Father, and it's to lead us away from that love that we're created to experience. So that is who, plain and simple, we are battling against. That is the enemy.
So I think secondarily in that, Father David, there's always a thought, okay, we know who our enemy is. How does he fight and what are his weaknesses as we enter into this battle?
Satan uses temptation. He uses the overall strategy of proposing something that seems good to us but is not in alignment with who God has created us to be. When you think about it, Joe, whenever we sin or fall to some temptation, you know, we're not reaching out to something to say, I want this because I know it's going to be bad for me. I want this because I know it's going to make me feel miserable. Or I'm doing this because, you know, I want to wreak evil and havoc in the world today. You know, hopefully most of us don't get up thinking that way. And we don't think of our sins that way. Rather, what sin is, it's a disordered reaching out for a thing we perceive as good, but it's not good for us. It's not good for our relationship with the Lord or for others. So Satan uses that. He distorts the visible realities of life to lead us astray. He distorts the things, the activities, the relationships of our life. And we see something good in it, but it's not in the right order that God has called us to experience. So he's so subtle and crafty. He is the great strategist, and that's truly why we need to pray for that gift of the Holy Spirit to be able to uncover. So he's gonna use our fears. He's gonna use our natural weaknesses. He's gonna use some of those disordered appetites that we have to lead us away from the Lord. And every day is the day that we're praying to be aware of that and praying for God's defense against those strategies. So the ordinary means of temptation, you know, I think an important experience of Lent is failing at times. It's important to fail to realize we just can't do this on our own, and we can't battle this enemy on our own. We're not smart enough against this incredible, invisible creation. We do need God's help. And so our failures humble us and give us that opportunity to turn to the Lord. So I think of a lot of those first mistakes that we make when Lent starts. You know, first Friday of Lent, how many of us are going to forget to abstain from meat? We're going to have that pepperoni pizza. We're going to have that you know, Philly cheesesteak sandwich. And then it's going to be later in the day. It's like, oh, first Friday of Lent, I blew it, you know. During our Lenten season, you know, I find this myself. Sometimes I get up in the morning and it's that Friday and I know what my observance is, but maybe something else comes to me. It's like, hey, you know, maybe it'd be good to give up coffee today, just today. And I'm like, no, not going to do that. I think that's the Holy Spirit saying, hey, you know what? In addition to, or maybe this is what you really ought to be focusing on, here's a little inspiration. And am I going to accept that inspiration for a little more asceticism in the day or not? And then just, you know, battling our laziness. 40 days is a long time. And as we've been getting down the road of Lent, you know, it kind of, the newness wears off and we may be tempted to cut corners or backslide a little bit. All of that is the evil one at work in those ordinary temptations that we face.
I really resonates with me to hear you say it's important to fail. You know, because I think all of us bump into a failure and just give up. And I think that's,
oh, yeah,
that's powerful advice, I think, from a priest. I wonder, as an average guy listening to this, Father David, you know, hears the great strategist, this invisible fight, and he knows my temptations and knows my weaknesses. I also, though, want to make sure that we're clear. I mean, we do have weapons at our disposal to win the battle. And I think,
yes,
I'd love
do.
For you, just with those listening, give us some advice that you would say to folks as we're preparing for this Lenten journey and as we're preparing for this battle. Maybe give us a little advice on how you would prepare and how you might call us to prepare.
Mm-hmm. The first thing I call to mind is, and it may seem obvious, but we oftentimes fail to believe this, that Satan, the enemy, is not stronger than God. The enemy is not stronger than God. God is our Father. He is the creator of all things, and he has this all in hand. And so that is our sure rock of support in this battle. And so that's the first, you know, strategy that we employ. You know, God's got this, and we rely on that. We embrace that humility, because one of the weaknesses of the enemy is his overweening pride and his lack of humility. So if we're going to stumble the enemy in this battle, it's going to be by embracing humility and avoiding pride. And then the church gives us this beautiful trifecta of spiritual practices during Lent, and we'll hear it on Ash Wednesday in the Gospel reading: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Enhancing our conversation with the Lord through prayer, making ourselves available to God in that loving conversation that we engage in. With fasting, it may not be just eating less, it may not even be in regards to food, but it's detaching ourselves from something that we don't need, or that may even be harmful for us. So we can fast from screen time on our cell phones. We can fast from sports if we immerse ourselves in watching too many sporting events. We can fast from those unhealthy conversations around the water cooler at work that lead us into gossiping and backbiting. There's so many things that we can fast from that detach us from what leads us away from the Lord and from love of our enemy. So, and then finally, almsgiving. In our country, we are so blessed. We have such abundance, and to be generous, to realize that what the Lord has given us, our financial wealth, our material possessions, even our time, our ability, that is all something that is meant to be shared, and that we can find a fulfillment in sharing that, not grasping onto it, but using it for the well-being of others. And then I would say, living that solid sacramental life that a Catholic is called to live. Protection from the enemy comes from what we would consider those normal and yet important activities of life: attending Mass, participating in the worship of our parish community, engaging in the use of the sacrament of reconciliation. What a gift! The gift of confession is a beautiful reminder of God's mercy and love for us, and of once again seeking forgiveness for our sins against God and neighbor. Engaging in the beautiful devotion of the Stations of the Cross. You know, parishes will gather in some form in this pandemic season to still meditate on those final steps of Jesus carrying his cross to his death, his passion and death. So it's all around us, and a lot of people will discount that and say, well, that's like, we do that all the time. And yeah, if you're in the state of grace, you're going to be supremely protected from this enemy who's besieging us. And finally, Joe, I would just say to all our listeners today, start thinking now, today, about how you're going to observe your Lent. Oftentimes it's at Tuesday night, and it's like, oh, Ash Wednesday Mass is tomorrow. Oh, what am I going to do? Well, okay, I'll run through the quick things. I'll give up chocolate. I'll give up caffeine. I'll give up these things. And then we move into Mass and we're marked with those ashes. But have we really immersed ourselves in what the Lord wants for us in these 40 days ahead? What does he want for me and for my family? So I encourage our listeners just to offer a simple prayer preparation. Holy Spirit, help me and my family to know what we should do for Lent. Start praying that now, once a day, every day leading up to Lent. And I have no doubt the Holy Spirit is going to put that on our heart and our mind.
Well, there you have it, right? Don't waste your Lent this year. Don't waste it any year, but this year for sure. So, Father David, we've talked about the enemy. We've talked about the way that he operates. Every battle needs a goal. We need some sort of a win. And I think for those folks listening, what would a win look like for them in this battle as we walk through this 8 weeks?
Joe, I think specifically around Lent, a win is to be able to end Lent and say, how am I going to be different from this point forward? Or to be able to look back last year to say, how am I different now after Lent ended last year? Not to go back to life as usual, not to look at this as just a 40-day exercise of just testing my ability to give up something that I really enjoy, but then running back to it as soon as Easter hits. But every Lenten season should be transformative for us. It should in some way lead us to a new expression of our faith. It should lead us to a new understanding of this spiritual battle that's raging around us. And so that I'll be able to say, you know what, after Lent of 2021, I'm not the same Catholic Christian that I was. And thank God for that. So the win is to say, how will I be changed in the future, looking ahead? To realize also, every war has different theaters. You know, we think of the Second World War, there was the European theater and the theater of the North Atlantic Sea, and there was the theater in Japan and the islands, the Pacific. Every war has theaters where campaigns are engaged, where strategies are employed, where forces are marshaled to try to win a strategic victory. And we have in front of us now, in these next 7 weeks, different theaters of this battle that we'll be able to learn about and to live into during this Lenten season. And you've all created a beautiful strategy and a strategic map of these theaters that are going to include a focus on purity, overcoming the impurities of the world that we live in. Those who have embraced the sacrament of marriage, there's always a battle for the enemy to ruin your married life. There's going to be that theater of balance in life. What's my work-life balance? Where am I fitting a good relationship with the Lord through prayer in my life? We're going to overcome the darkness that surrounds us and that battle for light. The 2020 and even starting of 2021 has been an incredibly dark time for us with the pandemic and with a lot of the social ills that we see erupting around us. Where is the light of Christ shining in that darkness? Our families are a huge battleground for this campaign. And the theater of our family, and this year dedicated to St. Joseph, of seeking his intercession and tremendous help in protecting our families. Even the battle in our church that we're seeing, to understand how God is calling us to be missionary disciples in a new age. So, Joe, you guys have set up a wonderful opportunity for our listeners to engage these theaters in this war and to see that the win in the end is going to be making that choice, confirming our choice in the battle for God our Father, for Jesus Christ who came to redeem us, and for the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us, and to put our standard in the ground and to mark ourselves clearly in that contest against the enemy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Father David, for just solid guidance and encouragement as we enter the battle. Before I ask you to pray us off the call, off the podcast, Father, I'm just going to ask you, or at least assure you that I'm going to be praying for you, and I'm going to ask you to pray for me and pray for my family as well, and know that the work you're doing is clearly important in the church, and we are grateful to have had you be our first and kind of our lead into the battle. So thank you again. I'm just going to ask you to pray for us, and then Scott will come in on the back end and close it up. But just say a prayer for all of us listening as we enter this battle.
Thank you, Joe, and again, I appreciate the opportunity, and yes, be assured of my prayers for you and for all of our listeners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you experienced your testing, your battle with evil and the enemy in your 40 days in the wilderness. Lord Jesus, as the season of Lent approaches and our 40 days of committing ourselves to making a choice to follow your standard into battle, Lord, we pray that you would help each of our listeners to prepare well to enter into this great opportunity, to be aware of the battle raging around them, to arm themselves with those spiritual gifts and those spiritual allies that you have arrayed for all those who seek your assistance. Lord, help us to be courageous, to truly ask that this Lenten season may test us, but with your help and your grace, help us to come out victorious and forever changed, deepening our relationship with you, deepening our love for neighbor, that after this 40 days, we will continue to be fully armed for the battle that is arrayed against us, always confident that your Son, Jesus Christ, has won the victory, and it is in that victory that we place our trust and our hope in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you, Father David, for laying out for us the reality of this battle that has been going on for millennia. Our struggle is not with flesh and blood, not with the people we disagree with, but with the invisible powers, with the evil spirits who wish to keep us in darkness, away from God. The lines have long been drawn. It is up to us to choose which side we fight on. As we enter into this sacred battle in Lent, there are three things that we ask you to do. The first is to listen to this podcast each week. As Father David mentioned, we'll be focusing on several different battlefronts or theaters where we often encounter the enemy, starting next week with the battle for our identity. If you fall a little behind, just do your best. As Father David said, sometimes that failure is an important part of our Lent. The second thing we ask you to do is to pray the prayer to St. Michael daily, asking for his help to defeat the demons in your own life first, then to come to the aid of the people most dear to us. And whether you belong to Capon's Men, Rekindle the Fire, or you're tuning into this podcast from somewhere else, please pray for everyone fighting in this battle alongside you. We might be fighting in our own foxholes, but know that you are not the only one in this fight, and your prayers will help make this a powerful Lent for your brothers and sisters. Finally, each week we'll have a challenge, a mission to accomplish. Father David gave us that challenge pretty clearly, and it is to seriously prepare for Lent by asking the Holy Spirit to show you and your family what He wants you to do this Lent. What will help you grow closer to God? What needs to be removed so that you can grow in charity? What will help you live the virtue of love better? Those are the things that will allow Christ to win the battle in you and allow you to celebrate victory this Easter and beyond. So that's our battle plan. Listen to the podcast. Pray to St. Michael the Archangel for yourself and the other men and women in this battle with you, and complete the weekly challenge. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next on Ash Wednesday with Father Royce Gregerson of the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, to focus on the battle for our identity, as we seek to be rooted in Christ's truth rather than the devil's lies. Until then, stay humble and stay courageous. Servant of God, Emil Capon, pray for us. Thanks for joining us in the foxhole. As we go, we're blessed to leave you with these words from Father Capon himself.
We can surely expect that in our own lives there will come a time when we must make a choice between being loyal to the true faith or of giving allegiance to something else which is either opposed to or not in alliance with our faith. O God, we ask of Thee to give us the courage to be ever faithful to Thee Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. May the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon all of you. Amen.